This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 24th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Eclipse Aviation has confirmed that the Russian state bank, Vnešen Konombank Supervisory Board, or VEB, chaired by Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin himself, has approved the construction of a factory in Ulyanovsk, Russia, to assemble the Eclipse 500. VEB announced that it expects to fully finance the $205 million project. VEB and the Ulyanovsk Region Administration will be among the shareholders in the enterprise. Production is scheduled to begin in 2010 and eventually reach 800 jets per year. Eclipse CEO Roel Pieper noted, quote, VEB's decision to support the Eclipse 500 at this level illustrates the strength of the global demand for this amazing jet. Obtaining this approval and financing is an enormous step forward in our efforts to globalize the Eclipse 500 and create a highly competitive worldwide business model for Eclipse Aviation, unquote. The company took pains to stress that production at Eclipse's U.S. headquarters in New Mexico will continue in full prior to and following the start of the Russian facility's operations. The Air Transport Association reacted Monday to oil's largest one-day price gain in NYMEX history, saying it reaffirms that speculation is playing a significant role in driving up the price. ATA President and CEO James May offered this analysis, quote, the market's extreme volatility suggests that speculators, who withdrew tens of billions of dollars from the commodities markets when Congress threatened to tighten oversight of excessive and harmful speculation, breathed a sigh of relief last week when the action in the Senate seemed unlikely and returned to the energy markets in full force. Well, speculators are back and the prices are up, unquote. May again called for a bipartisan approach to reining in excessive energy speculation, saying Congress must pass a comprehensive energy plan or all Americans will pay the price as oil prices return to or exceed this summer's record levels. ATA airline members and their affiliates transport more than 90% of all U.S. airline passenger and cargo traffic. Well, any hopes of getting the FAA a full-term authorization before next year are officially toast. The House passed a short-term FAA extension yesterday that would allow the agency to continue to collect and spend tax revenue to keep the U.S. aviation system functioning through March 31st of next year. A separate stopgap spending bill would already extend FAA authorization temporarily through March 6th. Both measures are waiting for Senate approval. It's not clear which measure that body will move forward. The March 31st extension passed by a voice vote and will give the new administration and Congress just 6 months to come to agreement on a funding mechanism for building NextGen before yet another federal fiscal year passes. Aeronews has confirmed one fatality in the crash of a Piper PA-32-300 Saratoga north of Atlanta yesterday afternoon. WSB Radio reports that the aircraft had just taken off from DeKalb Peachtree Airport when it went down about 2 p.m., reports from the scene indicate the plane crashed in a neighborhood near I-285. An NTSB investigator told WSB a Mayday call was received from the accident aircraft just before the crash, and it appears the pilot was attempting to return to the airport. Watch for further updates on our website at aero-news.net. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Delta and Northwest march on toward their merger. Union machinists are still trying to convince shareholders to vote no. And NATCA says FAA understaffing is adding to post-hurricane stress along the Gulf. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, NBAA President Ed Boland gives ANN's Jim Campbell a briefing 2 weeks out from the big show in Orlando. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.